You're listening to I Am Jay Britt, the podcast, with professional makeup artist, host, Jordan Brittany. Stay tuned. We talk about all things makeup, some things skincare, and we even sprinkle a little bit of hair care here and there. Here, it's all about beauty, conversation, and just plain fun.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to I Am Jay Britt, the podcast. Before we get started, I really just want to say I appreciate all of the love and the support that I've gotten thus far, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, a reshare, liking and commenting on my content. I really, really appreciate it. I've really gotten far, you know, since I started this whole new journey of just getting myself out there more, and I wouldn't have been able to do it if it weren't for you. That being said, I really just want to make sure that I'm connecting with everyone as much as possible. So I'm going to give you 7.23 seconds to make sure that you're following me on Instagram, on Facebook, and on my podcast so that you can always be in the know of what I'm up to, what I'm talking about, awesome conversation, Jay Britt faves, and more. So, my Instagram handle is I Am Jay Britt. There you will find my Jay Britt on That Beat, which is my makeup artist Instagram. You will find my website, iamjaybritt.com, and you will find all of the links to podcasts and more. So, 7.23 seconds starting now. Go. All right, bet. We're back. I don't know. That might have been 8 seconds. I really don't know. But we're back. So today's topic is going to be how I got my first celebrity project. Now, I just want to be clear. I got a lot of input about what you guys wanted me to talk about. How to do eyeshadow on hooded lids, contouring for darker skin, how to get your makeup to last longer, things like that. I just want to say I will get to it. It's just that some of that stuff is better if I show you, which leads into a YouTube channel. As you guys know, I've been talking about this YouTube channel for a really long time, but I had a little hiccup with my laptop. It's back now. We're up and running. So look out for my YouTube channel. Again, the handle is I Am Jay Britt, and I will show and teach a lot of the answers to those questions that I got when I put out a poll for this podcast. So, jumping right into it. How did I get my first celebrity gig? Honestly, guys, you might laugh because there's really no trick that I had to getting this. So when I started makeup, I pretty much, I think, 2020 now? So I started doing makeup back in 2012. And I really just kind of started doing it on anybody that I could. My roommates, my little sister, my mom, you know, Rutgers to SA fashion shows, Caribbean Day, whoever would allow me to do makeup, I was doing makeup because I really wanted to improve my skill. I really wanted to get better. And I'm going to be real with you. I'm going to keep it a stack. I was kind of trash when I first started. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty, like, when I look back on pictures, I'm just like, wow, girl, like, your family really loved you because, yeah, it wasn't it. Like, it just was not it. So anyway, I was doing makeup on any and everybody that I could. I ended up getting a job at MAC in Bloomingdale's in 2012. And that was really cool. It allowed me to kind of get better with my skill. But one thing that people don't always know when it comes to MAC is your practice comes from being on counter. Day one, you're expected to know how to do makeup. They don't necessarily teach you skill as much as they teach you technique and product knowledge, if that makes any sense. So I can get into that later. But anyway, after leaving MAC, I continued to practice. I continued to, you know, throughout college, do makeup on whoever would allow me to. And then I said to myself, you know, I really need to branch out and get out of my network and my everyday encounters, right? So the thing is, when you are practicing doing makeup or really doing anything, hair, skin, nails, I don't know, painting walls, it's really important that you step out of your comfort zone and really push yourself out of your comfort zone. So for me, what that meant was I needed to branch out and try to meet people that I didn't know and do makeup that way. So the way that I did that was I joined this online site and also an app called Thumbtack. Now, Thumbtack is a website for professionals of any kind. So photography, what's the word that I want to use? Painting, handyman, wedding planning, event planning, whatever, sculpture, art, whatever. Thumbtack is a place where professionals can post their work, post their website, post their prices, and be matched to projects. So as a consumer, what that looks like is, let's say I need to paint my house and I just moved someplace, so I don't really know anyone. Thumbtack allows me to post my project. Let's say I have four houses and I want to pay, four rooms and I want to pay $300. Thumbtack allows me to see professionals who are in that scope, and I can then look at their work, converse with them, and then match that way. So I was able to get a lot of appointments that way. I was able to meet a lot of people that way. Some people that, you know, I still work with. So if you're listening, hey girl, hey. Some people that I still work with, that I still have relationship with. And Thumbtack was really great to me. Thumbtack is still going on. I believe I still have my profile. I don't use it as much, but maybe I should, because I just obviously relocated to Houston. So, you know, again, getting yourself back out there, really, you know, there's really no bad way to do it when it comes to artistry and things like that. It's really just, again, putting yourself out there. So one particular night, I remember I was hanging out at my ex-boyfriend's house, and a Thumbtack alert came through my phone for a video shoot. And that was something that I had never done before. I had done a lot of TFP, which is trade for print, you know, photo shoots, events, things like that. But I had never done a video shoot before. And again, there was no guarantee that I was going to be picked. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try anyway. I'm going to put in a bid. You know, my work has gotten better since, you know, I first started. I have some good reviews on here. Like, let me just do it. Let me just see. So I put in a bid for the project, and y'all, I got it. And like, I was hyped, because I was like, wow, like, it was something that I didn't think that I was gonna get. It was something new for me. It was spontaneous. So I was like, okay, bet, like, cool, this is gonna be exciting. So I'm speaking with, you know, the person who put up the project, and we're talking. He's telling me a little bit about the project. You know, it's gonna be in North Jersey. It's a music video, whatever, whatever. We exchange information, and he tells me that his name is Gerard Victor. So I'm like, okay. I look him up on Instagram. I look him up, you know, I Google him or whatever. Y'all, when I tell you, I was so shook, because the moment I looked him up, a whole bunch of the celebrity shoots that he did popped up. And I was just shook. I think I accidentally texted him, as a matter of fact. I was texting Tanika, who was my mentor. And I was texting her like, oh my gosh, I'm about to be with, you know, working with the director that, you know, does a lot of Fab's videos. And I think I accidentally texted that to him. And I remember him texting me back like, huh? And I was like mortified, because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, now he's gonna think I'm fangirling. Like, so I was shook. But I was also excited, because he thought that I was good enough to be on the project. Now, at the time, I didn't know what project it was. I didn't know anything like that. And I really didn't care, because I was just excited that he thought I was good enough to be on the project. Because in my mind, if a director of this, you know, caliber thinks that I'm even dope enough to be on this project, it really doesn't even matter what the project is. Because he sees my work. He sees my talent. He wants to work with me. He'll book me for other stuff if I can nail this project. So that's what I was really focused on. So the next day, I was nervous. I was shook. I was nervous. I had never been on a set you know, really like that before, but I was really excited because literally in 2 days, my level of professionalism had risen in a way that I can't even describe to y'all. Like, literally Christmas Day, my boyfriend at the time gave me an entire makeup set with, he gave me a train case, a studio light, and a studio chair. And then 4 days later, on my birthday, my mom took me shopping for my makeup kit. So I was, you know, I was very much in a place of, I look the part and I have the talent. So like, let's go in there and let's nail it. Let's do this work. So I go in there and I'm playing super cool. I act like I've been there before. So you would have to ask G, like, what his first impression of me was when we met. I don't know if I came off nervous or not, but I'm telling y'all, I really tried to play calm and cool because I had never been there before and I wanted to be booked again. So I really, you know, I went in there, I introduced myself, you know, I asked where I could set up, where I could get the best lighting, things like that. I set my station up, I sat and waited for the girls. I was taking it all in. The lights, the music, the cameras, the studio setup, like I was really taking it in because again, that was something new for me. So as people started to come and talent started to come and the model started to come and all of that, I started to, you know, obviously do makeup on the girls. And at that point, I wasn't even nervous anymore because I was in my element. I was really just focused on my job. And that was one thing that I noticed about myself in that moment was, okay, like the nerves are gonna be there, but the minute you get into your zone, it's over. Like nothing else matters. You're in your zone, you're doing your job. And that's, I felt like I belonged. That was really something important to me because I wasn't sure if I was gonna like it. I wasn't sure if I was gonna be able to perform under the pressure, and I did it. And that was something that was really important to me. Where it really got pressure filled, I guess, was when, you know, I was asking one of the models to tell me about the song. And I was like, you know, who's the artist? What's the song? And she says, the song is Feeling Myself by Josh K, the singer Josh K. So I'm like, oh, okay. She was like, yeah, it's featuring Feb. And I remember my heart dropped because I was like, I didn't know if Feb was gonna be there. I didn't know how video shoots worked. So video shoots typically are shot all in one day. They can take 2 hours, 3 hours, 12 hours, but usually they're shot all at one time versus a film or a TV series, we shoot different days. So I wasn't sure. So even though I heard he was gonna be there, I was like, oh, okay, like he's probably not gonna be here, you know, today, like no big deal, whatever. We're probably just shooting, you know, a couple of scenes and then it's going to be over. Don't y'all know, right next to me was this amazing barber. His name is Josh. And he cuts the other Josh's hair. And then when he's done, I'm still doing makeup. And, you know, we obviously had conversation. You know, he was working right next to me or whatever. And I was like, you know, are you getting ready to leave? And he's like, no, I got to cut Fab's hair. And I was like, oh, Fab's coming. Oh, okay, bet. So now I'm like even more nervous, but trying not to show it. Not because I'm doing any makeup on him or anything like that, but again, this was my first set and it was, you know, something like this. Like I really couldn't believe it. So anyway, long story short, the set went great. It was an amazing time for me. I remember I introduced myself to Fab and I was like, hi, you know, my name is Jordan. And he goes, yeah, my name is Fab. And I just thought that was the funniest thing ever because, like, obviously I know who you are. But it was also very impressive because he didn't come off conceited. He didn't come off cocky. Like, he just came off polite. You know what I'm saying? And that was cool to me. So what did I get out of that shoot? Out of that shoot, I've gotten quite a lot of, you know, video since then. I've gotten some amazing networking. I've gotten people that, you know, literally I can text or call, or, you know, will text or call me for my birthday. You know, I've met producers that have booked me for stuff or helped me with music or whatever the case may be. And so at the end of the day, The moral of the story is, honestly and truly, put yourself out there because you never know what you're gonna get. Like, literally, I threw out a fishing line and, you know, I got a bite, and when I pulled it out, it was fab. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was a fab shoot. It was Gerard Victor. It was Josh K. It was, you know, that type of thing. And it was only because I put myself out there and I took a step and I didn't, you know, allow my reservations about my skill to get in the way. So if you're listening to this and you're wondering if you're good enough for anything, but people are telling you, or maybe they're not, I'm telling you, just put yourself out there, have the conversations, post your pictures, post your work, you know, apply for that job, whatever the case may be, because you truly, truly, truly don't know what you're gonna get back. That being said, y'all, I would love to hear some of your stories about, you know, how you got your first big moment that was significant to you. I would love to hear about it. You know, write me on Instagram at IMJBritt. Hit me up on Facebook, Jordan Brittany, however you want to contact me, and just let me know. I would love to hear about it. Next week, we will be talking about dun dun dun. I'm not telling. You have to tune in next week. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for more of I Am J Britt, the podcast. As always, I love y'all and I will talk to you later. Bye.